Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010. On Tuesday, the Israeli parliament approved the referendum bill with a majority of 65 votes in favor and 33 opposing. The new bill requires a public majority referendum vote and the votes of 60 members of Knesset in order to approve any withdrawal from occupied Jerusalem and the occupied Golan Heights. In addition, Jewish settlers have acquired houses in the neighborhood of Jabal Mokaber in East Jerusalem, forcing 28 Palestinian residents out with help from the Israeli police force. In reaction to today's eviction, a protest was held by Israeli activists from the Shejara Solidarity Movement. Two activists were attacked by a settler, resulting into his arrest, eyewitnesses said. Also in Jerusalem, a group of archaeologists who were excavating in the Old City to leave space for the construction of a modern mikveh, Jewish ritual bath, found a Roman bathhouse dating back at least 1,800 years back. In other news, Israeli military raided the village of Bilayn at 2:30 a.m. and detained a 16-year-old boy. The child is believed to be the son of Adeb Abu Rahma, an activist from the village who was detained on July 10, 2009, and one of the weekly protests against the wall and the settlements. Also today, Defense for Children International Palestine Section obtained a new affidavit from a 13-year-old boy who reports being used as a human shield in August 2010. The boy was beaten and forced at gunpoint to search and open doors in a house where the army suspected a wanted person might be hiding. This report comes one day after an Israeli military court imposed a suspended sentence on two Givati Brigade soldiers for using a 9-year-old boy as a human shield in Gaza. With regard to this fact, a statement by the UNICEF issued on the 21st anniversary of the Geneva Convention to protect children's rights accused Israel of failing to uphold international law and live up to its obligation to protect children, especially in the Palestinian-occupied territories. In a separate report, Israeli forces detonated 3 bugs carrying live grenades at the Jubaa checkpoint south of Tukarim, Month's News report said. The weapons were identified after checking 3 young men from Nablus. The men, whose identity has not been revealed, were reportedly detained at the military crossing. According to Palestinian security sources, it wasn't clear what Israeli forces suspected was in the bugs. Reporters Without Borders released a call for press freedom for Palestinian journalists in the occupied territories, AFP claimed. The statement comes amidst a wave of harassment suffered by journalists from both Hamas and Fatah. Besides, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton lashed out at Israel for failing to ease the blockade on the Gaza Strip. She also claimed that Israel should allow imports and exports other than Gaza's economy needs to be allowed to recover and the people must be allowed to invest in the future. The Middle East Monitor reported that the Internal Revenue Service received a complaint demanding revocation of tax exemption for the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The two core charges made by the Center for Policy and Law Enforcement are false charitable purpose and fraudulent application for tax-exempt status. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and Alessandro.